You're listening to Coverville's Who Did It Better, Episode 9, 13, by Big Star. Greetings from Coverville for a Monday morning. It's Monday, March 22nd, 2010. I'm Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Who Did It Better, where I play you two different covers of a song and ask you to step in and tell me who did it better. Before we get to this week, let's talk a little bit about last week. It was the Rollin' and Tumblin' cover competition. Now, a lot of controversy on this one because, a lot of people felt that I picked a version by Eric Clapton of the song that just couldn't stand up to Jeff Beck's excellent version, and I stand behind my choice because the unplugged version of Eric Clapton sounded so much like the Jeff Beck version, I didn't think it was going to be a good competition. In hindsight, I wouldn't have chosen that one. Couple other things. Muddy Waters was not the original performer of that. He performed a very early version of it, but it goes back even to Robert Johnson or before, depending on if you call it a traditional blues song or not. But Robert Johnson, an earlier performer of the song, maybe not the first either, but Hambone Willie Newburn, for example, and Gus Cannon did it before that. The album that it came from, the Eric Clapton version. Now the single, when you buy it on Amazon, the CD is titled, or the single is titled, If I Had Possession Over Judgment Day. However, it also came from a 2004 CD called Me and Mr. Johnson, which is Eric Clapton doing a bunch of Robert Johnson covers. Big thanks to John in Fort Worth, Roger, and Michael for sending in some corrections on that. But regardless, let's look at the results. Rollin' and Tumblin' by Jeff Beck actually taking in 64% of the vote. Almost two-thirds of the vote, with If I Had Possession Over Judgment Day by Eric Clapton only taking in about a quarter of the vote. So good turnout, good voting results there. But the Jeff Beck version, nearly 3-1, beating the Eric Clapton version. A few of the write-in answers, by the way. Savoy Brown, Louisiana Blues, the all-new Minglewood Blues, Grateful Dead, the Riptones, Muddy Water, and the Asylum Street Spankers, some of the other submissions. Okay, let's talk about this week. Last week we lost singer Alex Chilton, singer-songwriter, member of a couple of great influential bands, the Box Tops and, boy, this music is just getting loud in the background, the Box Tops and Big Star, forever immortalized by that song by the Replacements that was named after him. But let's take a look back at a Big Star track that has a couple of great covers of it, and I've played one of these on the show before. There's also a great version out there by Elliot Smith, the Sparkle Jets UK, and Mary Lou Lord, but we're going to take a look at 13, and the first version I'm going to play for you right now comes from a Garbage single. It came out in 1998. It was a B-side to their single Push It. Here is Garbage, featuring the vocals by Shirley Manson of the Big Star's 13.
Thank you.
Garbage with their cover of Big Star's 13, again from their 1998 single for Push It. Now, let's go ahead and strip things down for a more acoustic take on the song by a group that I get a lot of requests to include on Coverville, so I'm glad I can include them on a Who Did It Better, from the 2006 tribute to Big Star entitled Big Star Small World. Here's Wilco with their version of Big Star's 13.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you by the pool? Maybe Friday I can get some tickets for the dance, and I'll take you. Won't you tell your dad to get off my back? Tell him what we said about painting black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Just come inside, well, it's okay. And I'll shake.
Wilco from the tribute album Big Star Small World from 2006 with a cover of 13. Great little stripped down acoustic track there, and should appease all of you Wilco fans out there who've been clamoring to hear it on Coverville. So now I want you to make an informed decision. I want you to go to coverville.com and I want you to cast a vote for either 13 by Garbage or 13 by Wilco, or if you think there's another performer out there who did it even better, maybe it's the Mary Lou Lord version or the Elliott Smith version, whichever, go ahead and enter that in the other, or, you know, if you don't like any of it, well, then just hit that neither button. But in any case, go to coverville.com and cast your vote for which version of 13 you like better. That is going to do it for this edition of Who Did It Better. Thanks for listening, and we'll take a look at those results, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Who Did It Better. Bye-bye.